Merry Christmas from all of us here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for December 1994. Hi, this is Fred Vobey, and we've got a fully packed edition, a good Christmas edition for you of the DX Audio Service. Usually we have two editions of John Bowker to contend with, but on this edition, we've got J to the third power. We've got two Johns, two Jims, two Jerrys. So we're going to have to use this sound audio workstation and try to figure out how to pair 7 minutes off side one to get it down to 45 minutes. Our address here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service is the DX Audio Service, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031. And our telephone number is area code 419-228-4199. Let's jump right into the DX Audio Service. Member Paul Mount is going to tell us a little bit about electronic email and how it can help out the club. Paul?
Hi, Paul in New Jersey. I volunteered to maintain a list of email addresses of National Radio Club and DX Audio Service members. This is because the published list that recently appeared in DX News was marked last list, and I feel that email is an ever-growing means of communication that shouldn't be abandoned. At the bare minimum, the list that I'm compiling will appear in print once a year, and people on the list will get a mail message containing everyone's address, unless you want to be unlisted. Above the bare minimum, I'm looking at using the lists for disseminating information such as late-breaking DX tests as well. You should indicate to me if you want to be included on mailings about tests, general radio news, or just be on the master list of addresses. Here's how you can participate. If you have an email account, please send me a message giving me that information. If you have a computer but don't have email capability and want it, also get in touch with me. One more option, if you have a fax machine, get in touch and tell me the fax machine number. Some email and software packages allow a user to send to a fax machine. If you are on Prodigy, you can send a message to my account, which is SWKX26B. That's Silo Whiskey Kilo X-Ray 26 Bravo. If you are on any other email provider, please send me your email address information at prmount@attmail.com. That's Papa, Roger, Mama, Oscar, United, Nancy, Tango. Then the at or a peace sign, commonly located on the same key as the number 2, prmount@alpha-tango-tango-mama-alpha-indigo-lima. That's immediately followed by the period or dot, as we say in email, and then com, which is Charlie Oscar Madison. If you don't have email but would like to either get into it or leave a fax number, the best thing to do is call my voicemail at 908-591-2522 24 hours a day. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. 73 from Paul in New Jersey.
It's time now for the AM Switch with Jerry Starr at WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch, right out of the very pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. Four editions come to you this month on the audio service, and we start with reference number 347. Call letter changes on 610, actually a call letter change reversal, WBVR, Russellville, Kentucky. They decided not to use that and are remaining with their old call of WRUS. 790 WMRZ, South Miami, Florida, becomes WAXY. On 820 WYTA, Largo, Florida, changing calls again, this time to WNZE. 1240 WZEZ, Knoxville, Tennessee, becomes WEZK. 1320 WKAP, Allentown, Pennsylvania, changes to WTKZ. 1350 WSLR, Akron, Ohio, Whistler is no more. That call's been around for many, many years. They have become WTOU. 1400 WNUE, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, becomes WFAV. Last month we reported that as WFUV. That was a typo that came directly from the people at the FCC. So change that call to WFAV. 1480 KRED, Eureka, California, becomes KTMA. 1510 KTID, San Rafael, California, changes to KKHI. And on 1590 KBBY, Ventura, California, becomes KAHS. One new station was applied for. Doesn't happen very often on the broadcast band. 1370, Henderson, Florida. Application for a new station with 5,000 watts in the daytime, 230 watts at night. And even more strange, a new station has been granted. On AM, on 1560, new station in Altoona, Wisconsin. 2,500 watts day, 1,000 watts night. They'll run 1,700 watts during the critical hours period, and the antenna will be U2. That's the first new AM station granted in a year that I can think of. Looking at a couple applications from existing stations that may be of interest to you, on 760 WCHP in Champlain, New York, wants to go full-time by adding a mighty 11 watts at night. That will change their antenna to U3. Now, this station holds a construction permit for one of those split frequency operations. Their CP would allow them to operate at night on 750 kilohertz. As far as we know, that construction permit was never put into effect, but if you live in that area, you might want to fill us in on exactly what the situation is there, but we don't believe that WCHP ever got their 750 kilohertz night operation going. And on 1580 WBGB, Mount Dora, Florida, this station wants to change city of license. It's silent right now, but when they come back on the air, they want to be licensed to Bithlow, Florida. A couple grants to existing stations on 830 WWMO, Eden, North Carolina. They're going to move. Their new city of license will be Jamestown, North Carolina. And on 1060 WRHL, Rochelle, Illinois, becomes a full-time station by adding 20 watts at night and changing their antenna to U3. And by the way, that operation is already on the air. Looking at otherness on 540 CJSB in Ottawa, Ontario, this station expects to turn their license in and cease AM operations by the end of this year. Like many other Canadian stations, they're moving to FM. On 690, the saga of WXOL in Oshkosh, Wisconsin continues. This station is now silent, except they do operate from 6 a.m. till noon on Sundays only, evidently to fulfill some contractual obligations to syndicated programs. They sign off at noon on Sunday and return the following Sunday morning at 6 a.m., which may be the world's shortest operating schedule. On 890 WBMA in Dedham, Massachusetts, this new station is on the air, operating from the transmitter site of their co-owned station, WBIV, on 1060. At the moment, it seems that WBIV 1060 is silent in the daytime while WBMA is operating on 890, and then returns at night, at which time WBMA goes off. And we suspect that this is not a permanent arrangement, and there'll be more coming on that. 1340 WHGS in Holton, Maine. This station is silent forever, it looks like. The license has been canceled by the FCC. Also on 1340 WADE, Wadesboro, North Carolina, this silent station is back on the air. 1470 WRQQ, Farrell, Pennsylvania, is silent. And on 1600 WKWF, Key West, Florida, this silent station has returned to the air. Moving on to reference number 348, undercall letter changes on 590 KHTX in San Bernardino, California. They had applied to change their call to KWLL. Now they've changed their mind and want to change their call to KSZZ. 620 KKTK, Grand Junction, Colorado, becomes KKGM. On 950 KYGO, Denver, Colorado, becomes KKFN. 1230 KQIK, Lakeview, Oregon, becomes KRIT. 1310 WPLV, West Point, Georgia, changing to WCJM. On 1320 WGLD, Greensboro, North Carolina, becomes WWWB. 1370 WZAO, Moundsville, West Virginia, just outside of Wheeling, they become WMJT. And on 1600, KWMX Lakewood, Colorado, changing to KYGO. That call and format coming up from 950 in Denver, and that change is expected to be made by the end of the year. One application of interest on 1250, WXOX in Bay City, Michigan, wants to change their city of license. They want to move to Frankenmuth, Michigan. And one grant on 1530, KDSN in Denison, Iowa, wants to go full-time by adding 13 watts at night. In otherness, on 830 WCRN, Worcester, Massachusetts, this station continues to broadcast test programs, and we expect by the time this tape reaches you that this new station will have begun its regular schedule of broadcasting. On 960 KOVO, Provo, Utah, this station now relaying the programming from KDYL, the 1280 station in Salt Lake City. On 1190, the story continues at WOWO. The FCC has approved the sale of WOWO to Inner City Broadcasting, the company that has made no bones about their plans to reduce WOWO's night coverage to permit their WLIB, also on 1190 in New York City, to broadcast full-time. Furthermore, ICB plans to sell WOWO, only keeping it long enough to make the engineering changes. Hundreds of objections have been formally made, but were evidently ignored by the FCC. Now the commission notes that the application for the engineering changes has not yet been made, and we quote, these issues can be reasserted when an application to modify the facilities of WOWO AM is submitted. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. Moving on to edition number 349, only one call letter change, WAWA in Chester, Pennsylvania. And by the way, we apologize for moving that to Chester, West Virginia last month. It is in Chester, Pennsylvania, a suburban Philadelphia. They have changed their call, and we told you the story about the Wawa stores filing an injunction against them using the call WAWA. Well, they have changed. They have gone to WPWA, which, by the way, was the original call of that station when it came on in the mid-40s. A couple grants of interest on 680 WISR. Butler, Pennsylvania goes full-time by adding 50 watts at night. The antenna changes to U1. It's too bad this station isn't on one of the so-called graveyard frequencies because their tower is right smack dab in the middle of a graveyard in Butler, Pennsylvania. On 990 WNTY, Southington, Connecticut also goes full-time. They'll be adding 80 watts at night, and you can change their antenna designator in the log to U3. In otherness, on 750 WPDX, Clarksburg, West Virginia has gone silent. We understand that's due to technical problems, and the station is expected to return to the air eventually. 1030 WBGS, brand new station in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, right up on the Ohio River. This new station is now on the air. They have been testing with continuous country music and IDs, and by the time this reaches you, we expect they will have begun their regular schedule of broadcasting. On 1150, CJRC, Gatineau, Quebec, this station is silent and believed to be deleted, another victim of that big radio media merger we told you about. On 1340, WMQX, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, reported to be silent. On 1470 WCFJ, Chicago Heights, Illinois. Now, we know last month we told you that they changed the name of the city to Ford Heights, Illinois. Well, we were evidently led down the old misinformation highway. Here's what really happened, and this is confirmed by the station through an NRC member who visited the station just recently. WCFJ's city of license remains Chicago Heights. Now, the city that was their mailing address, East Chicago Heights, that has been changed to Ford Heights. So now, WCFJ's mailing address is Ford Heights, but their city of license remains Chicago Heights. We also want to thank member Thomas Reiser from Chicago, who wrote us a nice letter about that situation. On 1520 KMAV, Mayville, North Dakota, station was knocked off the air by storm damage and was off for quite some time, is now back on the air. And on 1600 KWMX in Lakewood, Colorado, which, of course, around the first of the year will become KYGO. Vandals toppled one of their towers recently, and so at night they have been operating non-directionally with reduced power, but that may be a reception possibility for people in the West that didn't normally exist. Finally, on to edition number 350. That's right, we've done 350 AM switches. Under call letter changes on 670 WARO in Claremont, Virginia, will be WBVS. Now, this is a brand new station in the Richmond area. It was granted a construction permit way back in 1989 and was never built. But if they've taken the trouble to change the call letters, I assume that means that this CP is still viable. On 900 WCLZ, Brunswick, Maine becomes WKOL. On 1080 WDJX, Louisville, Kentucky, musical call letters here again. They'll become WRES. 1400 WYYR, Spartanburg, South Carolina becomes WMMZ. On 1470, WHYM, Portage, Pennsylvania, becomes WZGO. And on 1580, WIFE, Connersville, Indiana, changing back to their former call of WCNB. And glancing down through otherness, on 730, WWTK, Lake Placid, Florida, this news station is on the air. They're running a syndicated talk format most of the time. On 1030 WQSE, White Bluff, Tennessee, this silent station has returned to the air, but may be running reduced power. Listeners in the Nashville area report hearing the station, but not anywhere near as loud as they used to. on 1070 WSCP, Sandy Creek, Pulaski, New York. This station is silent. That station's virtually in Ken Chatterton's backyard. Maybe Ken can fill us in on what's going on there. On 1130 WYXE, Gallatin, Tennessee, this silent station is back on the air from their new transmitter site. On 1160 WMLD, East Point, Georgia, this brand new station is on the air with an adult urban format. They serve the greater Atlanta metro. 1410 KQAM Wichita, Kansas is now relaying KFH, the 1330 station in Wichita. 1450 WWKG Spring Lake, North Carolina reported to be silent. And 1480 WJHB Fairbluff, North Carolina, this silent station is back on the air. And that will wrap up this month's edition of AM Switch for the DX Audio Service. Now it's time to point it south. We've had the pleasure of visiting John and Linda Balker in their beautiful Sun City, Florida home several times, and I can tell you that his backyard borders on a beautiful lake filled with swans and pelicans and ducks and alligators and all sorts of flying and crawling varmints. So I imagine right now, on a beautiful day like this, he's probably sitting out in his big cabana chair in the backyard with his 77D in one hand and a big cold glass of sarsaparilla in the other hand, while those of us in the north are peering at winter coming over the horizon. John, you rat, take it away.
Hey, Jerry, 82 degrees down here today, fella. Almost time for your annual visit to the Sun Coast, sounds like to me. Hey, a hearty top of the season to you and to everybody else. Hello, everybody else. Say, today I'm going to start, as I promised I would, with a tape that shows you how KYW can be heard in Princeton, New Jersey. Now, this is no big deal, except KYW has a deep null toward Princeton, because Princeton, a very erudite community, is in a direct line between the KYW transmitting site and New York City, where there's a station right below it at 1050 on the dial, WEVD. And it's also in a straight line, pretty much, with Sterling, New Jersey, a station at 1070, and with the east coast of Massachusetts, where there's another 1060 co-channel station with KYW. I had been saying for 5 or 6 years that KYW has no listeners in Princeton, New Jersey, and then about 3 months ago we found through an Action Line caller that indeed it does come into Princeton, New Jersey. So here's how they sound. First WEVD 1050, then KYW, and then WKMB in Sterling, New Jersey. I have three push buttons set to this now. Today is September 8th, 1994, and it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Listen.
The conference in Cairo. Or against Clinton.
KYW Philadelphia, 1060 on your dial, a Group W Westinghouse broadcasting station.
This is WKMB Sterling Country News. The news is brought to you by Millington Savings Bank.
Okay, that's all I can give you. Now, WKMB is operating with, 250 watts daytime. At night, KYW is not heard at all in Princeton. But anyway, thanks for drawing me up short. It does come into Princeton, it's just that it doesn't have any listeners. So, today we're going to talk about 1210 on the dial. We're going to play you recordings of every station that we have on tape that broadcasts in the United States at 1210 on the dial. And if we have any time left over, I'm going to go on to 1220, but we'll have to rush things a little bit. So let's do that anyway. These are both clear channels. And, Fred, did we answer the question from last month about clear channels?
I don't think we did. No.
I can't do it this month, but if I find it hasn't been covered, I'll do it next month anyway. So let's start with recordings of all the legal IDs that we have from stations operating at 1210 on the dial, as I say, in the United States. And we're going to start, of course, in the Great Northeast, and the big station there used to be all news all the time, almost.
Humid today with a high of 94.
With Cynthia Weber, I'm Ira Melman. You're in tune with the morning news on News Talk 1210 WCAU Philadelphia.
All you need to know, WCAU 1210.
Now CBS News covers the world. It's 8 o'clock.
Senate approves Democratic plan for...
Well, that's Bill Lynch. But this pioneering CBS-owned all-news station changed right in the middle of a broadcast day without any hint whatsoever to a solid gold format. You remember? And new call letters. Now, that sound you're hearing is the sound of the management hitting themselves over the head, because the solid gold format died just a couple of years after they got it started. Ron Clark got that ID for us, by the way. Thanks, Ron. And today at 1210 in Philadelphia, you hear something quite different.
It's Wednesday, September the 7th, 1994.
1210 is now the game for the Philly sports fan. 24 hours a day, 1210 a.m.
WGMP! Philadelphia!
Thank you.
game, the new 1210 AM.
That's what it is, all sports all the time. Only time will tell, what with two full-time all-sports stations in Philadelphia now. WIP 610 at last look was still into all sports. Well, we're going to jump 1,500 miles to the south now.
This is WCMQ, Miami Springs and Miami. Esta es CMQ, transmitiendo desde el centro informativo.
Do you notice they use the short form of their call, WCMQ? They just call it CMQ in Spanish, which is the call sign, of course, of that powerhouse in Havana. Okay, well, we turn abruptly north now to the western part of Tennessee. We're only 18 miles from Memphis as we listen.
Hi, this is Mike Frazier. Stay tuned. The Minrith Meyer Clinic is next, right here on WGSF, Arlington, Memphis.
Mark Strickert picked that up just 4 years ago now for the travelogue. And now we're going to go up into the state of Ohio, near Fred Vobey's home, just south of there, in the big city of Dayton, the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and...
Sophisticated, 1210 WDAO, Dayton.
The 3 p.m. news is brought to you by Renz Insurance...
I always admire the different ways you hear people read basically the same information. Well, now, it's Porky Pig time in Michigan.
1210 WKNX Saginaw now must leave the air, as we are required to do every day at sunset by the Federal Communications Commission.
You notice he said WKNX in Saginaw. I got that one in 1980, my very own self. Then I had to send our son John back there to a WKNX move from Saginaw over to nearby Frankenmuth. Frankenmuth's getting a second station now, I see. The Christmas City, as it were. Well, what can I tell you?
This is the music of your life on AM 1210, WKNX, Frankenmuth, the Tri-Cities, and Flint.
AP Network News. I'm Diane Burr. It appears FBI Director William Sessions is as good as out.
Oh, boy. Well, out to the heartland now.
WILY Centralia, all news, all the time. Tune in to 1210 AM for all the Southern Illinois news.
There's one road left into and out of the Florida Keys.
Oh, yeah, that was a big fire down the Everglades, wasn't it? Well, now let's see, how's your South Dakota geography? Here's a station just 40 miles north of Mitchell.
KLKK in Huron, it's 10 o'clock.
And now if we move into neighboring Wyoming, we pick this up at 1210.
KLDI, Laramie, Cheyenne.
The shark is about to bite, I bet. Oh, yeah. Well, that was done in 1992, and now in 1994, we're going to drop another 1,000 or more miles to the Rio Grande River in South Texas. All but one of the stations in that region broadcasts, by the way, in Spanish.
En la nueva cadena Radio Cristiana, KJAV 104.9 FM en Alamo, McAllen. KVBR 1210 AM, San Juan, McAllen.
And that's the one we're listening to, is KUBR in San Juan, Texas. Oh, yeah, the practice of joint broadcasts is alive and well along the Mexican border. That fella had seven stations in his station break. Into Arizona now.
El Caballero del Dinero, una promoción original de su radio. ¿Qué tal?
You're in tune with KQTL, Sahuarita, Tucson, Arizona, 1210 AM.
Está en sintonía con KQTL, Sahuarita, Tucson, Arizona, 1210 en el cuadrante de su radio.
From the multi-hued Arizona to the multicultural Southern California coast.
KPRZ San Marcos, San Diego's celebration of praise, 24 hours a day.
And if we head north now, we're going to come up to the state capital area, just around Sacramento.
Your
Your station for inspiration, listener-sponsored family radio.
You're tuned to KEBR Rockland, KEBR North Highlands, Sacramento.
And now we go up into the Seattle area for 1210 radio in the Bay Area.
Today's best music and the greatest hits from the past. You're listening to KASY, AM 1210.
Wait a minute, though. You changed your call letters on us, didn't you?
KBSG Auburn, KBSG FM, Tacoma, Seattle.
That's better. You can't trust these fellas any further than you can throw them. We're going to go now considerably east, probably 300 or 400 miles, into the southern desert plains of the state of Washington, down around Yakima, to the little town of Sunnyside.
Serving the valley and well beyond, this is KREW Sunnyside, Washington. CBS Hourly News is next.
Well, I'm not too sure how far beyond they get. We were only about 42 miles from them when I recorded that noisy station break. Okay, time now. Let's go two time zones to the west.
KZOO in Honolulu, the Cherry Blossom Station, 1210 on your dial.
Interesting kind of distortion on that. I think some of the cherry blossoms got in the tape heads, if you want to know. Now, let's see. No trip around 1210 would be complete without...
In Grafton, the Big River City, this is 2TF, where your friends are.
Well, okay, if you're tuned to 1206, not 1210, and if you have friends just outside of Sydney... In Australia, you might have them. We're moving to 1220 on your dial now. The state of New Hampshire, the Granite State.
At 11 o'clock, the news continues. From WKBK Keene, I'm Muriel Gomez.
WKBK 1220.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bob Hart.
Well, good morning, Bob Hart. How about you take us down into the southern part of New England, into Rhode Island? Little Portuguese here.
1220 WRIV, Providence.
Vamos a hablar un poquito acerca del temblor de tierra.
Moving west now into the state of Connecticut.
20 degrees under cloudy skies at WCDQ in Hamden. Good afternoon.
Well, wait a minute now. We got more call letters than that. Hamden changed at least twice.
You're listening to a Class of 71 Winter Weekend.
Winter Radio, 1220 AM Stereo,
I wonder how many stations have had the call sign WNNR since I was born. Here's their present one now.
Esta es Radio Musical, 1220 en su cuadrante. WXCT, Hamden, New Haven.
Primera en noticias.
Okay, we leave New England, go across the Hudson River, and up until about 6 months ago at 1220, this is what you'd hear.
WGNY.
They've moved to 1200 now. Another clear channel we've got to start explaining. Going west along the Mohawk Trail.
WSOQ, North Syracuse, Disco Q.
That's what it used to be, and then...
The Star Station.
WURS, North Syracuse.
The Satellite News Network, I'm Dave Christie.
And today in North Syracuse...
This is WXRA, North Syracuse,
AM 1220.
Pretty complicated, but it gets simpler as you move south near the state capital of Pennsylvania.
WJUN, Mexico, McAllisterville, and all of the mid-state area. We're WJUN.
Okay, we go down near the District of Columbia now in the state of Virginia.
This is AM 1220, WFAX, Falls Church, Virginia.
Arlington Office Equipment has a choice selection of cash registers.
Oh, I'll bet they do. Okay, here's how you find out what's going on in North Carolina.
I'm Matt Willoughby in Raleigh on the North Carolina News Network.
AM 1220, WKMT, Kings Mountain, it's 1 o'clock.
Radio News. I'm Barbara Porter.
Hi, Barbara. We're going down now into Reidsville.
This is WREV, Reidsville, North Carolina, your news and information leader.
Oh, dear. I wasn't close enough to that, but here's another North Carolina.
Annual Mayberry Day celebration. I'm Clayton Henkel in Raleigh.
on the North Carolina News Network.
This is WENC, AM 1220, Whiteville, Columbus County's first choice.
Skies will stay variably cloudy the rest of today. Should be beautiful weather out there, especially once it brightens up.
Well, as soon as the weather gets better, it'll get better, right? Let's go down into the Sunshine State, where it's always wonderful.
It's 11 a.m. on WJAX, Jacksonville, Florida, your Jones College AM station. Here's the news.
Voice tape from Flight 103 sounds normal. With Mutual News, I'm Jim Bohannon in Washington.
And now, next door to Orlando.
Serving Osceola County, we are 1220 WMJK, Kissimmee, St. Cloud. We're your hometown station, 51 degrees at 10 o'clock. Good morning.
Okay, we're going to go 18 miles from where I'm sitting right now.
Right now, outside the WQSA studios, under partly cloudy skies, it's 68 degrees. You're tuned to the home of the news people, WQSA Radio, 1220 on the AM dial in Sarasota.
Alrighty, now Dale Hamm gave me this next one, and it's one of the most magnificent female announcing voices I've got on tape. I just love this.
I'm Debbie Elliott on the Alabama Radio Network.
Isn't that great?
Alabama Radio Network news has been brought to you in part by Magnolia Electric.
Oh, I love it.
This is AM 1220 WABF, Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort.
Okay, up into Birmingham now with a station that doesn't give a legal ID.
It is now 1 minute down the hour of 12 noon, and you're in tune to WAYE, 1220 AM, and we're just moments away. Moments away from the East Birmingham Church of God.
Sure sounds like Birmingham to me. Let's go up into Tennessee now.
Hometown 1220 is WCPH, Etowah, Inglewood. Owls. They're more numerous than most people realize.
Particularly spotted owls, I guess. Okay, here we go into Kentucky now. This next one is one of Mark Strickert's very best.
It's high noon, and I'm Chuck Collier. Coming up this hour, Paul Harvey news and commentary right after Mr. Harvey from Chicago, the all-request lunch break, and more continuous country favorites on FM 99.5 WGAR, a broadcast service of Nationwide Communications, an equal opportunity employer.
WGAR, FM, and AM, Cleveland.
An evacuation in Eastlake.
Isn't that great? Nice jingle package, too. But, of course, that station died years ago. That was from 1987, that recording. They're all sports now. Listen.
And all that's happening is heard on Ohio's number one all-sports station.
Baseball.
Straight talk.
Football.
As in Brown. When you want to know what's happening, come to where it's happening. Sports Radio 1220 WKNR. All sports. All the time.
WKNR, Cleveland.
50,000 watts of raw power. Now we go west, almost to the state line with Indiana, but we're still in Ohio.
You're in tune with AM 1220 and 99.7 FM. WERT, Van Wert, Home.
Ah, Fred Vobey gave us that nice clean recording of WERT. He was very close to that station at one time. Lives right near there, as a matter of fact, in Lima. We're up now just west of Lansing.
The news you need from WBCHFMAM, Hastings.
Here's the latest from ABC News.
Hastings, Michigan, incidentally. Down into Illinois now.
Listen next week for more Christian perspectives on WLPO LaSalle.
6 minutes past 9 o'clock, this is WLPO LaSalle through Oglesby and Spring Valley. It's 64 degrees.
All kinds of towns in there. Okay, we go over to Waukegan.
Lake County's first news. This is News 1220 WKRS Waukegan. It's 9 o'clock.
This next is a famous call sign from Minneapolis, but now it's in an outskirt.
Ready radio for the St. Croix Valley. We're 1220 WTCN. Stillwater, Monomi High, and White Bear Lake.
see how he paced that White Bear Lake into the news? Very well done.
Center in Atlanta.
Let's go west now. Due west into North Dakota.
The next to take you through the rest of the day. Good afternoon, Veblen and Clare City. You're hearing Dakota Country Radio, KDDR in downtown Oaks. It's 2 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Gary.
Ooh, distortion. Down into Iowa now.
77 degrees, and you're listening to AM 1220 KJAN Atlantic.
Southward now into Missouri.
American Express.
Listening to KLPW, Union, Washington. Here's ABC.
No, that's Union, Missouri. Washington's next door. It's a small town next to Union. Oh, I don't know what to tell you. Let's go south, right to the Arkansas border now, in the town of Branson.
2573. Emergency message service from the Branson Police in KOMC, Branson.
Gee, first I give you Union, Washington in Missouri, and now I give you Ottawa. It's in Kansas.
Source for Northeast Kansas, where keeping you informed comes first. KOFO, Ottawa.
The news is brought to you by American Family Insurance.
Ah, John, son John got that. He used to work for American Family Insurance. We're going out into ski country now.
1220 AM is KBNO, Radio Que Bueno.
UPI, Radio Noticias, Servicio Mundial.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say it would be easy. Let's go down into Texas now.
From TSN News.
KZEE, Weatherford, Brock, Peaster.
Well, it's 3 o'clock here at Parker County's KZ Country. 3 hours to go to the Spirit of Texas News broadcast.
Okay, but only seconds to get us into Fowler, California.
That's a brief look at the weather on KRGO, Fowler, Fresno. Now we look at the news.
Mutual News, now food. Lithuania's definitely...
Okay, elsewhere in California, the town of Canyon Country.
Good morning, it's 10 o'clock on KBET Canyon Country.
That's a city that changed its name not too many years ago. Now up to Palo Alto for one of the classic music stations.
KIBE, AM 1220, Palo Alto.
You see, he doesn't have to say more than that. They change call signs anyway. It's still classical music.
KDFC, Palo Alto. Herbert Blumstedt conducts the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra.
And our final stop in the United States in Oregon.
Now 20 years in ministry, 24 hours a day. This is KCCS Salem.
Well, happy holidays, everybody, from the Bowkers to all of you and yours. And I particularly want to give a welcome to Jim Snowbarger because I understand that he gives Christmas presents to anyone who introduces him. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Jim Snowbarger.
Yes, indeed, dear friends, it certainly is another edition of that monthly column that lets you take a look up as well as down our beloved AM radio band, as seen from various listening points around the country. And this month we're going to California. Yes, we are. We're going to go to San Francisco, take a look at the lower portion of the band as seen through the radio eyes of Marty Rimpaugh. Whoops, the phone's ringing. I better get on with the band scan here.
Greetings, audio service members. This is Marty Rimpaugh, and it's that time of night again. Computer, are you ready?
Yes, I think so.
I hope you are.
Me too.
We're going to do a night band scan with my GE Super Radio 2.
All right.
At 5:30, I get WNSA 852 Coliseum Radio from the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum.
Prohibits the selling of anything.
And you can hear the RFI in the background.
Coliseum and getting the team spirit. Be responsible about alcohol consumption and be advised that anyone purchasing...
Okay, at 5:40, I get a mix of two stations. I get XEWA, and I forget everybody gets XEWA, and I also get KIEZ, which recently went Spanish, and I forget exactly what they're... I think they're 10,000 watts day, 2,500 watts night.
500.
I forget their antenna allocation. But they're Radio Cañon now. 5:50. KCWR from Bakersfield. And they're running the Real Country format.
told me that a direction.
560
KSFO
here in San Francisco, 5,000 watts
summertime, and there's doll, sheep, and all that kind
by
of
day
stuff.
And by night. I believe they're
beluga whales,
a U4 arrangement. I believe that's what their allocation is. They've got two sticks with their tower in the city.
Go to Valdez, you go through as a
570, we get an interesting mix of stations. We get KLAC Los Angeles, which isn't coming in tonight. We get what station, I believe it used to be KISN in Salt Lake City. I don't know what the call is now. And we also get KVI in Seattle, and apparently 580 KMJ Fresno, and I believe I also hear Boise, Idaho in the background. That station used to be KFXD, and they were top 40 at one time, and they were also Spanish.
Okay, what about
at one time. I believe what you're hearing in the background is KTHO from Tahoe, although we also get KUGN from Eugene, Springfield, Oregon. Tahoe, we're talking about Lake Tahoe. And KUGN, we sometimes get them. And sometimes we get KRSO from San Bernardino, which used to be that AM-only format, but I guess they're not doing that anymore. 600.
Mostly splatter.
He seemed to swing hard at Righetti's
610.
Delivery, the one he hit
New
out.
Home of the A's this year, KFRC. They just went Sequam AM stereo in October. October, November 20th. November 20th, I believe they did that.
1993.
620. This station at 620 used to be KGW, but I believe it's Kink now.
Portland, Oregon.
And the last that I remember, they were simulcasting with the FM. KGW for many years was a top 40 station. It's 620, and then just recently they went talk. Well, not recently. 88, 89, and they've been through a lot of changes, and now they're kind of new age. 630. The new Christian radio station from Reno. KOH is now at 780. And now this is a new Christian station at 630, which used to be KOH. We get them.
And
KFI 640
over 10 years.
Well, French as one of the most
650
expensive, by far the most expensive
KSTE
Tokyo,
Rancho Cordova, that, Sacramento.
Wow. It cost travel.
They're calling it KST News Talk.
Will go to his hospital,
660
come, to a
KTNN Window Rock.
Sick people,
and you hear. Well.
People.
Way in the background,
not feeling well,
Santa Barbara,
sick people.
This station from 670, there we are, KVI 670, sometimes I believe we also get KPUO from somewhere in Hawaii. I don't believe we get K-Wink.
In the first inning,
680 KNBR.
Batter will get off.
Chasing agents who know San Diego. Penske means
690 extra, and also I believe CBU from Vancouver.
A winning association
is on that frequency now. Our pesky RFI. Here's that station that neither Mark Marino or I knew. I know. But it's country, and it's out of Utah. 700, we get them.
This is KFAM from Salt Lake City, Utah. Thank you, Marty, for the beginning of that trip through San Francisco land by night. And we will do some more of that next month. Finding it interesting. Certainly do appreciate your contribution. By the way, if you'd like to send some tapes to me for use here on the Bandscan, you can send them to me, Jim Snowbarger. My name is S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R. And I accept mail at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. See you next month.
I told you this is going to be a fast edition of the DX Audio Service, and I meant it. We've got more of Jim Snowbarger on side two of this cassette as we get a double dose of the band scan and take a look at some highlights from Los Angeles, California, with Jim as he took a trip out there. And, of course, we got Phil Wayne and the whole Hee-Haw Gang, which is coming up on side two of the DX Audio Service for December 1994.